In this week's Science Out of the Box segment, we consider the basic element of life. With fresh water becoming an ever more precious resource, cities across the country are considering desalination. But in California, where 18 different proposals are on the table, it's a modern-day gold rush. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen reports.
Most people come to San Francisco's Ocean Beach for the view of the Pacific. But when Pam John looks out, what she sees is a vast, untapped resource.
The technology is there to make this salty water into fresh water.
John works for the Santa Clara Valley Water District. She says that with California's population set to grow by two-thirds by 2050, fresh water supplies are likely to get tight.
And that's where desalination comes in.
This is one of three spots that John's agency, along with several other Bay Area water suppliers, are considering for what could be the largest desalination facility in the country. If they build it here, the new desal plant will pump seawater to produce up to 80 million gallons of fresh water a day to Bay Area residents. To do it, they'll use a process called reverse osmosis. But in order to understand what that is, it helps to know how regular osmosis works.
Hello. Testing, testing. Potato. Osmosis, osmosis.
High school science teacher Randy Lamb is demonstrating osmosis with a simple potato experiment.
I'm going to take one piece of potato, put it in the fresh water, and the other piece in the salt water, and in about 20 minutes, we'll come back and see if osmosis has had any effect on these pieces.
Lamb drinks a glass of water, checks his email. Soon, we're back with the potatoes.
So the one in fresh water, it's crisp, right? It's sort of hard.
Right, it's crisp, pretty firm.
And what happened to the salty water potato?
The water naturally moves from the areas where there's low salt concentration to areas of high salt concentration. And consequently, the water in the potato that's soaking in salt will migrate out of the potato, leaving the potato kind of spineless, soft.
So, got that? Osmosis is the natural process that pulls fresh water through a membrane, like a potato skin, into the salty water on the other side. Reverse osmosis, then, is like fighting a law of nature, forcing water to go in the opposite direction, leaving the salt behind. That's what's happening here in a nondescript warehouse in the East Bay.
This is the Newark Desalination Facility, one of four water treatment plants operated by the Alameda County Water District.
Spokesman Frank John gives a tour of one of the very few operating desalination facilities in California. This is a small one. Just 3 million gallons of water a day are desalinated here and sold to residents. The water comes from a brackish underground aquifer, so it's far less salty than the ocean and far easier to process. John points to a bank of white metal tubes mounted on racks.
Okay, so what you're looking at now are the two-stage reverse osmosis skids.
Water is pushed through a succession of these skids, or tubes, each of which is filled with a roll of paper-like membrane.
We're forcing the salty water through that membrane to create fresh water.
But that high-quality drinking water comes with its own problems. How to dispose of the byproduct, a highly salty brine, is one. Another is cost. Aquifer water, like what's used in Newark, is relatively cheap to desalinate. But a year's worth of desalinated ocean water for one household can cost up to $3,000. Depending on where you live, that can be 10 times what water usually costs. And then there's the hundreds of millions of dollars it would take to build a desal facility. Peter Glick is president of the nonprofit Pacific Institute in Oakland, which is studying the technology.
I'm not yet convinced that desalination is an economical option for California, given the fact that we're still using water pretty inefficiently. Conservation and efficiency improvements, smart transfers from agriculture to the cities, other kinds of more traditional solutions are still, I believe, better bets than desalination.
While the San Francisco Bay Area project is still in research stages, the commercial company Poseidon is moving ahead with two large-scale desalination proposals in Southern California. Both depend on ocean water. One of them, in Carlsbad, could be up and running by 2010. For NPR, I'm Amy Standen.